Hello and welcome to another episode via my office on a pair of headphones today. Today we'll be talking about some things you can put on Apache to block bots and security, mod security, HTTPS, those type of things. So what I'm going to do is quickly breeze over these three topics. First one's going to be HTTPS. Most commonly, these are used to block, first off, bots. So if Googlebot or MSNBot gets a hold of some directory or file somewhere, and like Googlebot and MSNBot have done, download gigs of the same file and or something to that effect. The other common use for HTTPS is hotlinking, to prevent hotlinking, of course. Basically, how it's set up is you use mod rewrite rule to say if anything is downloaded from the referrer, not of your website or whatever you have on a whitelist, be it, say you have an LJ and you allow some people to use your backgrounds, or you have some signatures and your website, of course, would be on the whitelist. Everything else would say point to rip.gip and it would be a picture of your website or a referrer link to your website. And of course, the other common one is using also mod rewrite for downloaders, redirecting them to somewhere else or a null page or an error page. So that way, if someone tries to wget your whole site or whatever, it will cough up an error. Lastly, I'll go over the bullets here on the comprehensive guide to HTTPS. We got password protection, of course, enabling SSL. Blocking by IP, we got redirects, which is kind of sort of what I mentioned, preventing the actual viewing of the file, adding mod types, for example, forcing something to be viewed as a certain type, forcing something to be executable inside the folder, for example, preventing hotlinking, which I mentioned, directory listening, you can do fancy formatting, change the sorting order. And that's pretty much it. The next thing I'll go over is the robots. Generally fairly simple. It's the simplest of them all. Basically tells the bots to follow a certain path. There's some other options in there, but basically it's used for if you want to keep the bots away from a certain path. A lot of times the downloaders will follow the bots. Robots will. Wget will follow robots. HT or WinHTT track or HTT track will follow unless you specify otherwise with wget and those downloaders. The last thing I'll quickly go over is mod security. Basically, it's like HTTPS on crack, and it's the closest thing you can get to an application gateway, or it's application more for application security, where you can do limit byte size for certain things. And it's pretty much the closest thing you can get to idiot-proofing a script. Now, first thing you'll notice is it's fairly simple to install, but the easiest thing to do is go to gotroot.com/mod_security and get their default loadout of all the mod security comps. Go through there and look through. It does everything HTTPS can do, but it has everything as far as application things in there. So it'll block common security flaws for certain applications. It's also can do the IP blocking. I found on my 233 MMX, it can slow it down fairly quickly because it has to go through the whole comp file. So I had to pull out everything except the actual application security and my custom application security comp files. And that made it run a little bit quicker. So if you have a slower server, you want to make sure and kind of minimize whatever you're running, because every time it has to run that filter and check to see if it's a certain IP or things of that nature. Last, I'll go over the actual filtering rules. We got sec filter selective. There's things like sec filter selective mode address, user agent, fairly the same thing as HT Access could do, but I would imagine it's faster and more reliable and probably better for you to use it if you're on a larger server. Other things you can do with it. The other fairly interesting things you can do with it is actual execute things on an action. So therefore, if somebody runs a script and, for example, they get a certain argument or something, it'll rule out and say email you or dump to a log file somewhere or do pretty much anything you want it to do. The other fairly common is chroot. This kind of jails, for more or less terms, the application, so that way if they try to move around the file system, they get kind of stuck in that position with more for more or less. You can change the server signature or banner instead of changing it, for example, on the comp file. You can change it inside of the comp file for based on a file basis. So, for example, if you wanted to emulate IIS in a search folder just to mess with people, something of that nature. If you found this interesting and want to learn a little bit more, you probably want to check out my twat on SnortSam and Snort. And also, you can check out my website, R. McCurdy, McCurdy.com. /stuff/twat in caps, and there's a few all my twats in there, and there's actually a WebInspect video on how to use WebInspect freely and on any target. That pretty much concludes this episode. I want to give a shout out to my BenRed mentor. You know who you are. Appreciate all your time and hope you will kind of guide me in the right direction, give me some ideas, and kind of point me where I'm supposed to be going. Thanks.
Get all these twats and all the other twats that I've done on my website at rmccurdy.com. That's rmccurdy.com. The music you're listening to now is called Pest. The first title you heard was Downward Steps, and the second title you are hearing now is called Donde Pesta. Again, the artist is Pest, P-E-S-T. It's pretty obscure, but they're neat stuff.